The governors of Texas and Louisiana are asking President Bush for federal troops as they prepare for Hurricane Rita. NPR's Carrie Kahn has more on how the two states are getting ready.
Taking no chances, Louisiana officials issued evacuation orders for low-lying areas of the Gulf and especially for residents in nursing homes. Governor Kathleen Blanco today asked the federal government to send 15,000 additional troops to the state before Hurricane Rita hits. And Blanco, citing the difficulty in identifying bodies, had this to say to anyone ignoring the orders.
If some people insist on staying and believe that they can weather this kind of storm, that perhaps they should write their Social Security numbers on their arms with indelible ink.
Texas Governor Rick Perry also asked President Bush for troops. He wants 10,000 stationed in the state for rescue and recovery operations expected after the storm. More than a million Texans, however, aren't waiting around. Since yesterday, they've been trying to move north, but it's not been easy. The interstates from Galveston through Houston are jammed. If Houstonians complained about traffic before, they have a story to tell now. The backup of cars stretches more than 100 miles. Governor Perry asked motorists to keep calm.
And again, I urge everyone to exercise patience. I know there's going to be a lot of frustration out there being stuck in the type of traffic gridlock that is even monumental in Houston standards. So this evacuation is historic in its proportion.
State highway trucks are being sent to Houston to fill up the gas tanks of stranded motorists who've run out of fuel after idling for so many hours. Houston Mayor Bill White warned any residents who've chosen to stay behind to use common sense and not to wait for more warnings.
So far, every morning, every evening, on the course of the storm, the force of the storm, and the place where I've expected landfall, every hour that's gone by is not good news. And if anything, things have gotten worse consistently.
You can bail at the Grand Parkway. Hang a left. You need to be traveling.
Glued to the traffic reports are a couple dozen people out back of the New Mount Calvary Baptist Church in southeastern Houston. They're loading onto two buses and into several cars headed for a church in Austin. But for most of these people, it's the second hurricane evacuation. This tiny church has been housing and feeding dozens of Hurricane Katrina survivors for the past 3 weeks. Willa Mae Taylor coordinated all the food and clothing donated to the church for the evacuees. She said she never imagined she'd be the one needing help now.
Not ever in my life. All the food and all the clothing that we have for the other evacuees, we might have to come back and use that. So God always make a plan. You know what his plan is. So everything that we stored for them, we got to come back and use it too.
For Lionel Nicholson and his fiancée, leaving Houston is hard. They'd been sleeping on cots in the church until this week when they finally moved into a new apartment. But Nicholson says he'll never forget living through Katrina.
We were trapped for about 4 days before being rescued.
So when they say evacuate now, what do you think?
Put on your shoes and go.
God guide us safely through the dangers that we cannot see.
Pastor Ronald Smith gathers everyone in a circle and leads a short prayer. Smith says he's done all he can do to protect his church. He boarded up the glass windows and removed the building's lighted sign that had read, "Welcome to the Katrina Survivor."
Bless us again, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. Load them up. Let's head them out.
Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Houston.